Increasing Tension in Caucasia 3. In this article, he talks about Armenia's recent decisions, the presence of foreign countries in the region, and the tensions in the region. He analyzes the political and economic implications of Armenia's actions, as well as the possible reactions of its neighbors and allies. He also discusses the role of Russia, Turkey, and Iran in the regional dynamics, and how they might influence the future of the South Caucasus. Recent events in the Caucasus will influence the global balance of power in both the Caucasus and Central Asia, with this balance extending from Russia to China. The ongoing events between Azerbaijan and Armenia will alter several of these balances. The crucial key to this change will be the forthcoming opening of the Zengizer Corridor. The Armenian Assembly has ratified the Rome Statute of the International Criminal Court, signifying its acceptance of the court's jurisdiction. As a result, there is a possibility of Putin's arrest if he visits Armenia. The recent decisions taken by Armenia have exacerbated the already strained relations between the two nations. It appears as though the relationship has now hit a breaking point. Armenia's decision will heighten tensions in the region. Putin was incensed by this news. This week, Russia conducted a nationwide nuclear exercise, sending a clear message to the West. A perilous game is being played in the Caucasus region, with Armenia serving as the main player, echoing Ukraine's situation. The desire of the US and France to establish military bases in Armenia will undoubtedly affect the region. Iran, Russia, Azerbaijan, and Turkey are all opposed to this decision. The rapidly developing military equipment and military cooperation between the US and France with Armenia has disturbed the countries of the region. The possibility of establishing a US and French military base in Armenia is on the agenda. Armenia's military ties with both France and the United States could potentially be viewed as a threat by neighboring countries. Specifically, the opening of NATO military bases in Armenia could pose a considerable risk to Russia and Iran, thus having a significant adverse effect on Armenia's relationships with neighboring countries. The establishment of a NATO military base in Armenia would lead to severe tensions with Russia. It remains to be seen how these initiatives will impact Armenia. Numerous estimates suggest that they will be detrimental to Armenia, however, Armenia maintains that such changes will have a positive effect. Armenia has entered into a significant game, which is likely to escalate tensions in the region. The initial responses have come from Russia. Armenia expanded the game. An armed organization called VOMA has been established in Armenia and has declared that it will fight against Azerbaijan. VOMA will likely start action soon. Azerbaijani diplomats may be the target. VOMA has 22 military camps in 14 cities of Armenia and aims to reach 100,000 militia. The Armenian government said that Karabakh is a part of Azerbaijan and that it recognizes the territorial integrity of Azerbaijan. There is a great effort in the region to prevent the opening of the Zengizer Corridor. The Zengizer Corridor was the Central Asia crossing point of China's Belt and Road Project. I have mentioned this issue in my articles, Tensions in the Caucasus Are Rising Too, and Rising Tensions in the Caucasus. The use of such armed militias, organizations, and structures in the region will increase instability and create unrest in the region. For Armenia, this will have a negative impact on its relations with neighboring countries in many ways. A Russian peacekeeping force patrolling with Azerbaijani troops in Karabakh was attacked with a sniper by an unidentified group. This issue is now being investigated. Such attacks will increase in the future and kamikaze drones may be used against Azerbaijan. This trend could turn Armenia into a second Ukraine in the Caucasus. Armenia has started to have big problems with the countries of the region. While Russia and Iran previously supported Armenia in the region, recent events have caused them to alter their stance towards Armenia. Especially Russia. The project here is very clear that some powers will try to weaken Turkey and Azerbaijan by using Armenia, just as they are trying to weaken Russia by using Ukraine. It is clear that Armenia cannot wage war against Azerbaijan, and if it does, it will be defeated. But the use of armed organizations will change the situation. It will make it even more complicated. Turkey's operations in Syria and Iraq have disturbed some global powers. Turkey is not fighting with Iraq or the Syrian state but with armed organizations. A similar scenario will take place in the Caucasus. At the end of this year and the first months of next year, there will be elections in Europe, Russia, and the USA, which will shape where the whole world will go, and I will share an analysis on this subject soon. You can support me by sharing my articles. International Relations, Threat, and Geopolitics Analyst, Kanan Haidarov. Data, May 10, 2023. Subject, Increasing Tension in Caucasia 3.